Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and I would like to explain a bit more where this proposal actually comes from, because in our view, children are a group that is being victim of COVID very much like other groups, and it actually deserves a separate paragraph on what the impact of COVID on children is, and more specifically on children that are already facing the danger of racial discrimination. It adds to that. And the topic has been extensively discussed already within UN context, and there is also a policy brief from the UN Secretary General specifically on COVID and children. And that policy brief, for example, kind of highlights what the specific channels are through which children are being a victim of the current situation and the current pandemic. And of course, education is one of the main problems. We have all had to go into lockdown. Some countries are still in a sort of lockdown. Schools are closed. Schools are not functioning the way they should. And so education is definitely a very important element that we need to tackle in this text. But if you talk about education, it also entails a comprehensive sexual education, a terminology that we have as such not put forward here because we are trying to work with consensual language. But it is clear, and this is also in the policy brief of the UN Secretary General, that teenage pregnancies and sexual violence during lockdown have all gone up. There are statistics about that. So I do believe there is a clear link between all of these elements and that it is important in times of a pandemic to also focus on the importance of educating our young generation in this specific regard. Now, we are fully aware of the controversies within this council around the terminology. And I can see that the text as it was proposed originally was probably going to, we were going to go against the wall. And that is why, as EU, we have really tried to come up with language that could hopefully bring everyone around the table together. And this language comes from a consensual resolution co-sponsored by many of you. It's one of the most sponsored resolutions that we have, carried by two political regional groups, which is EU and GRULEC together. And the approach of this language is that we call upon ourselves basically to provide children facing racial discrimination the same services that we would provide children who are not facing racial discrimination. And then it is up to every one of us as a government to live up to that call, I would say. And so I would really like to ask colleagues to have another look at the language. I can provide you with the source. It's exactly the same language, but at this point, I don't think I could agree to not having the last bit on mental health and sexual reproductive health, which is all we're mentioning. We're not using different terms than the one that was in the child rights resolution. Thank you.